This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In San Francisco today, something called the Global Climate Action Summit got going. 4,000 political and business leaders, scientists, and activists trying to highlight successful approaches to tackling carbon emissions. Successful being a key word there because humanity's collective track record on that is not great. A carbon tax is one idea, not an uncontroversial one, and it does divide people mostly along party lines. Mostly, but not entirely. Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo of Florida introduced a bill back in July that would put a carbon tax in place. He signed up two GOP co-sponsors. So from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim reports now on the prospects of that bill actually happening.
The push for a carbon tax isn't new. Democrats have tried for years, but they've never gotten far with their Republican counterparts. That's why Christina DeConcini of the World Resources Institute is excited about the recent bill from Carlos Curbelo.
Because it's been more than 10 years that there's been Republicans in Congress really stepping forward in positive ways on climate change.
And she says business leaders, including ones from BP, Dow Chemical, and Unilever, have signaled interest in discussing a tax. Still, she says it's not likely to come up for a vote as is. Republican leadership is firmly against a carbon tax, and the majority of Republican House members recently voted for a non-binding resolution saying it's a bad idea. Myron Ebell of the Competitive Enterprise Institute led the Trump administration's EPA transition team.
The Curbelo bill isn't going anywhere, and some of the people who are foolish enough to support it are likely to be defeated at the next election.
But the politics aren't that clear-cut, according to Noah Kaufman, who directs Columbia University's Carbon Tax Research Institute.
Now, there are definitely Republican congressmen who are very uncomfortable with the idea of being the party that does not want to look for solutions on climate change. So I think that's the reason why you're seeing some movement.
Republicans are facing a tough midterm overall, and what happens in November could shape discussions to come. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.